Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Brendan McGuire. It is the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
In our best-selling book called The 29 Gifts, Cammie Walker recounts the days after her wedding day. It was just less than a month after she had celebrated her wedding when she had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And the signs were very aggressively telling itself. She had already lost power in her right hand. Her left eye had already lost sight. And she had already lost the ability to walk. She was spiraling down into depression, and she was now getting addicted to painkiller drugs. And out of desperation, she called one of her best friends, and she called, and her friend listened to her kindly on the phone and then said to her and challenged her, said, why don't you for the next 29 days give a gift to somebody else? Cammie was stupefied by this request, this challenge. She was actually indignant that here she was in her pain and suffering, and that one of her best friends would, instead of comfort her, would challenge her to be generous. She put down the phone, somewhat angry, and then she thought about what she'd been challenged to do. And she said to herself, I'll try it. So for the first day, she gave a little gift to a boy she saw in the store. The second day, it was a bunch of flowers to a stranger who looked like she needed them. And the days went by, she started to feel better. In fact, by day 14, she had not only physically got better, she was able now to get around and see a little more clearly. And on day 14, she did something that she had not done in over 3 months, when she cooked her new husband a dinner, something that she had done many times in a courtship, but in her married life she was not able to do. And doing so, she felt wonderful. Well, by the end of 29 days and 29 gifts, Cammie was able to return back to work part-time. And she resumed somewhat of a normal life. Now, multiple sclerosis was still there, and the symptoms would come back with aggression every now and then. But she managed. She managed because she became a person of generosity. Today's gospel is about generosity. It's about the generosity of a young boy giving his 2 fish and 5 simple barley loaves as an offering to the Lord to do with whatever he can do. And in so doing, he fed over 5,000 people. All because of a little boy's gift of generosity. See, fundamentally, that story we hear today is one of the miracles from John's Gospels, or as they're known in John's Gospel, as signs. Signs of God's presence in the world. But you'll notice in every one of the evangelist John's miracles or signs. There is a need for humans to initiate. And in this case, it's a simple young boy who offers his barley. And it's a foretelling of the Eucharist table, of which we celebrate here every Sunday. You see, we're called to transform this simple table and this simple gathering into a Eucharistic feast for all. You and I are called to bring our simple offering, whatever it is, and to put it at the Lord's table so that He can then feed thousands. So my challenge to you is this. My challenge to you is for the next 29 days is to make a gift. It doesn't have to be a large gift. It doesn't have to be something enormous. It might be. I don't know. That's up to you. Maybe it's a phone call to a friend you've lost touch with. Maybe it's a call to a neighbor who you know who's hurting in illness. Maybe it's a simple gift to some cause that you know you ought to give. But to do something, to transform not others, but yourself, to allow the Spirit to transform your life, to turn your gift into a Eucharistic feast for the world. See, it's my belief if we were able to transform this church tonight, every one of us was to turn around for 29 days in a row to give a gift to somebody somewhere for something, maybe even a stranger. I think then we would make a difference in this community. I think we would make a difference in our world. Fundamentally, that is what this Eucharistic table is about every Sunday. We are called to transform the world. We are the bread of life. When we receive the body of Christ, we become what we receive. We become the bread for others. But if we do not share it, then others cannot be fed. So we must find in our hearts to be like Cammie Walker and to find a generous heart. Now look, some of you don't have much. You're students and you say, well, what can I give? Then you have time. You can give your time to a friend. Some of the others, you say, well, I don't have much time either. I'm so busy. Well, then you can give some of your talent away. Share it with the church. Share it with a generous cause. Others of you have treasure with which you can share. Whatever it is that you have, it has been given to you to share. Time, talent, or treasure. It matters not which. What matters is that we give, and we give from a generous heart. Why 29 days and not 30? Because it only takes 28 days to make a habit. And when you reach the 29th, it is now a habit. And my hope is that you will continue on the 30th. On your own. So I ask you to make a promise to yourself, that for 29 days in a row, you will give something to somebody. If it is your time, your talent, or your treasure, and together we will be bread for the world.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, with our pianist, Albert Tommaso, and percussionist, Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. For Father Isaiah M. Milano, this is Gary Glover. God bless you.